Hello, folks. Once again, it's time for 15 minutes of fun.
Wait a minute. Steve, what is this? Here I am introducing our program. You come running out on the stage, put pieces of script paper all over the floor, and begin stepping all over them. Now, what gives?
Well, don't you remember, Wendell, just a minute ago you told me to run over my script?
Oh. That's right, lady.
Don't move.
You're trapped.
Here goes.
Stand back.
It's
smile time. Yes, sir. Yes, friends, as I was saying when I was so interruptedly rude, it's time to get 15 minutes of stuff and nonsense to help chase away those Friday blues. And this is Steve Allen.
And Wendell Noble.
And Junie, the girlfriend.
Inviting you to stick around and blow your nose or something.
By the way, speaking of disparaging remarks, you look a little under the weather today, Steve. What's the trouble?
Well, I had a rough night last night, Wendell. I caught a bad cold, and my doctor told me to drink a quart of lemonade after a hot bath.
Well, did you do it?
Oh, I couldn't even finish drinking the hot bath. And as if that wasn't bad enough, Wendell, I was so groggy I fell asleep in the tub.
Well, gosh, did you almost drown?
Oh, luckily, I sleep with my mouth open.
Oh, well. So that was the reason the heater was out of hot water last night, huh?
And our landlady, old Mrs. Flanagan, didn't like it either. We had a big scene, and I threatened to leave her place once and for all.
You think she'd like the idea?
I don't know, but this morning she wrapped my lunch in a road map. Ah, it was wonderful. You know, that empty heater, though, didn't bother me a bit, because every morning I take an ice-cold shower.
Well, why brag about it?
See, that's why I take it. Well, say, pardon me, Wendell, for changing the subject, but I see by this morning's paper... See, I'm ruffling the paper right here.
Yes, I
see by this morning's paper where there was a slight earthquake up on Governor Warren's ranch. Really, it threw the terrain around on the hills up there.
Really?
Uh-huh. Guess it was just another one of those Republican landslides.
Alan, I'd like to say that since you lost those 12 pounds last week, you're nowhere near as big a dope as you used to be. Now, just crawl back to your piano bench, and let's see what we can do to an old favorite of mine.
Whispering while you cuddle near. Yes, whispering so no one can hear. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. You're whispering why you'll never leave. Whispering why you'll never grieve. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you. You're whispering while you cuddle near. Whispering so no one can hear. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one near but you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
Thank you.
And now, chums, I think it's about time for us to turn on our portable radio and see what's being broadcast today on the Nitwit Network.
Well, that's a good idea. Flip the dial, will you, June?
Okay.
The makers of Dr. Hotfoot's Bunion and Corn Pads present Bertha Bundlestiff, Girl Butcher. Yes, this is the simple, heartwarming story. Well, simple anyway. Of a girl called Bertha. They call her that because that's her name. Yes, this is the story of one woman's fight for happiness in a cruel world. We'll meet Bertha and her friends in just a moment. But first, word from old Yackety Yack.
Say, friends, when you take your shoes off,
Do your toes spread out like spokes on a wheel?
Are you so flat-footed your footprint looks like a silhouette portrait of a cucumber? Then you should always keep Dr. Hotfoot corn and bunion pads on hand, or on foot. No longer need you be troubled by bunions so big you look like you have six toes. Just wrap an oval Dr. Hotfoot pad around the offending bunion, and you can walk unafraid through crowds of Saturday shoppers. We absolutely guarantee that within 3 days after you apply one of these oval pads, your bunion will be completely oval. Now, in the matter of corns, you may prefer to use the small size Dr. Hotfoot pad, or you may choose to remove the corn. And for that purpose, you will need Dr. Hotfoot's patented corn remover. It shucks every time. Made of a medicated blend of sulfuric acid, lye, and Drano, our corn remover gently works its way into the tissue and lifts it up, out, and away! Time and again, we hear from folks who tell us that after using Dr. Hotfoot's corn remover, practically every trace of their toes disappeared. You will recognize Dr. Hotfoot's medication by the convenient color, the unique color. You see, the corn remover is green. And now, Earl Butcher. Yesterday, you'll remember, Throckmorton Clump, Bertha's boss, tried to get fresh. Which is more than we can say for his meat. He chased Bertha into the big ice box and cornered her between the pig's feet and the pork loin. Giving him a quick shove in the prime rib, Bertha salvaged her dignity, but today there seems to be a strange coolness between them. Perhaps it comes from the icebox. As our story opens, Bertha is tiredly cutting her nails on the bacon slicer.
What's the matter, Bertha? You look sleepy this morning.
I am, Mr. Clump. I couldn't get a wink last night. I laid awake for hours counting mutton chops. It just didn't help.
That's too bad. Put yourself together. Here comes a customer.
Good morning, Reese. Good morning. Say, is that the head cheese over there?
No, sir. The boss is that tall fella standing at the other end.
Well, you can help me anyway. I'd like some thin and hatty.
We have some thin, I think, but I don't know about the hatty.
Look, my dear, it's this fish right here.
Let's
see. I'm throwing a big dinner tonight, so I'll have some oysters, too. Yes, oysters, too. They'll have to be blue points, ice cold, absolutely fresh, and on the half shell.
Yes, sir. With or without toil.
Now, please. Remember, Bertha, the meat shortage is all over. Anything I can do for you, sir?
Well, no. The young lady's doing all right.
Oh, okay.
Just a moment. I don't like the looks of this fin and head, eh?
Well, if it's looked you're after, why didn't you buy goldfish?
Bertha, please, Bertha. The customer is always right.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. I'm sorry, Mr. Clump.
By the way, how's your liver today?
Pretty good. How's yours?
Bertha, you'll have to pardon me, lady, sir. She's new at this job.
Well, never mind. Bertha, my dear, you don't recognize me, do you?
No. I can't say that I do.
Bertha, I don't know how to tell you this, but...
Yeah?
I...
Well?
No, I can't. But 19 years ago, I met a woman and fell madly in love with her. She used to be a waitress in a restaurant in Toledo.
What? Well, that's where I was born. Of course, I was Toledo to remember.
Precisely. You see, at first, I was attracted to her because I like to play for high stakes. But then our friendship flowered, ripened, and...
Turned rancid?
No. Became love. Bertha, I married that woman. And within a year, a little bundle arrived at our house.
A baby?
No, a pot roast. Well, this is a surprise, isn't it?
No theme. Don't fail to miss tomorrow's absorbing episode of Bertha Bintlestiff, Girl Butcher, presented daily at this time, every day, by the makers of Dr. Hotwood's Bunion and Corn Plasters. Your announcer has been limping lately. This is the Nitwit Network.